Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It looks like a junior suite.
Don't tell on him.
With the extra don't California tell on king.
Him. It's time now for Garrett Wilson to join us.
Is that a stripper pole in the back?
Sorry. You don't need to do this.
Trying to see. Back in the day, son, we used to go get that. We used to go with the ones that the Maloofs used to own off the strip.
Oh yeah,
the Palms, baby. You get that court. You get the suite with the basketball court in it. You know what I'm saying? With the swimming pool hanging off. You know what I'm saying? You probably get that now for like 10 cents on a dollar, baby. You know what I'm saying? Because they got. Did they open the Fountain Blue out there yet, Garrett? Is that official?
Yeah. The Fountain Blue is nice.
Ooh, for people out there that don't know, the Fountain Blue was legendary down, that's where Liv is, down in Miami. They opened one up in Vegas, probably about 200 milli to build that thing, son. Oh, man, to
they
be
say
a
more than that.
Wall.
I mean, they say it's more than that.
Yeah, I see you got that Prince mustache lined up, too, you know what I'm saying? You know you got to be around that work. Yeah, buddy. How's everything out there?
Why are you a troublemaker right now?
Everything's good, man. Just running around, busy. That's
is
all.
This your
That's
first cool. Super Bowl? Like, it's a lot of cash to be made out there. You know what I mean? But how does it feel to go out there and get the level of respect? Because I know that's really what it's all about, being amongst your peers, but the level of respect that you get from the old players and also the new young players.
That's what's cool about it. You know, I get to meet all these great, you know, people that are, you know, great players as well that I watch and you know, idolize in my own way. And to talk to them and sometimes it'd be reciprocated is cool. And just to, you know, really be able to build, you know, the network and all the people that I've, you know, come across to this point have been awesome. And, you know, that this league is really special and staying together. And I feel like that's been the vibes while we've been down here, just getting to know everybody else around the league and enjoying the time we're spending together.
I mean, have you been able to be in contact? I know they're a little older than you, but you think about Chase Young, you think about Nick Bosa being old state guys. You know, just, you know, maybe this isn't a week to do that, but to be able to kind of get the vibe of what it's like to be a part of this weekend, you know, and selfishly get a little jealous, like, man, I got to be a part of something like this. I you get that itch, like, man, this is what it's all about, right?
I'm not going to the game or nothing. I'm just here for the marketing opportunity. So it's just one of them things where I'm saving that for when I'm playing in it. But yeah, you know, I have an idea of what it would be like, and you got to go win the game, make sure, you know, them. I'm sure they're making sure they locked in and, you know, not counting nothing in their pocket before it's in there. You know, it's like one of them things where I'm sure they locked in. They don't even want to hear the phone rings right now. But yeah, you know, obviously this is what it's all about, is being here and being at the top of your sport.
Let me jump in. You said something kind of in passing that Bart just completely accepts because he understands it because you guys are a different level, your players. But I think people listening are going to want to know, why wouldn't you go to the game? Like, what? Like, I get it. I know it's a naive question for me to ask, but I'm asking it because it's probably a lot of people that are like, wait, you're not going to the game? What is it? Like, why wouldn't you go? Why wouldn't you want to see it and feel it and be in the moment and look around going like, this is, I want to be part of this. Like, what is it about that? Because I see Bart's face that he's making. And Gary, you said it so like in I'm not going to the game. And I think people don't understand that. So if you could try to explain, both of you can try to explain why going to the game is not something that interests you.
It's for me, like, you know, it's just not an interest for multiple reasons. And it's like, you know, there's expectation when you get to the NFL that, you know, you think that before your career is out, you know, obviously it's an honor to get there, but you think you're going to get there. And you kind of want to save all that energy and those vibes that you would feel, I would assume, if you went to the game. You don't want to save that for as natural when it's natural and you're playing in it, is how I feel about it.
You earn your way to that game. You don't buy your way to that game. I don't want to see nobody else be happy. Hell, whenever I didn't win or I was eliminated, I hope the game was canceled. hope they find out that both teams are using steroids and everybody forfeit the season. Nobody want to see somebody else be happy and raise a trophy. That's like watching somebody take the girl that you wanted and he win, and then they get married and have kids. Hell no.
Well, I didn't say you have to stay to the end and for the the presentation of the Lombardi, but I mean, you don't want at least say first half, like kind
of
like this is what it looks like, this is what it feels. You want your first experience to be when you're on the field. Is that what that is?
Exactly. And honestly, the broadcasts always do a good job of making things, you know, seem more lit than they actually are. So I enjoy watching on TV, honestly, because, you know, throughout the season, like anytime I watch our Jet games on TV, I'm like, wow, they do a good job with this. You know, like, it's cool to see on TV sometimes.
I'm trying to find a sucker to buy my tickets that I get for being a player. Who wants these tickets, baby? They going for $20,000 per letter on the word.
See, this also shows you our relationship. He's never once has offered me, like, hey, I get these two. I'm not using them. You want to go? You want to take your son? You want to go to the game? Never once has he offered.
That's like asking me for $20,000. That's like asking me for $20,000-$30,000, son. What you talking about, B? This is a new
What's
Roth IRA I can buy
among
with this
friends
30,
is what I'm saying.
Buy me a Roth IRA with this $30,000, baby. Buy me some Google stock.
That's fine. That's fine. But like, here's another part of it, though, Garrett, because you said you like watching on TV. And there's something Bart and I – and this is one thing we do agree on.
I did call a Super Bowl, by the way, for people that don't know that. I was, you know the announcers for a Super Bowl, you know, Super Bowl 50, the golden one.
Yeah.
With Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
I almost took her from Jay, but my bank account wasn't long enough.
Anyways, you said, Garrett, that, you know, like you like watching on TV. Bart and I agree on this. I wonder if you're the same way. I have been to some Super Bowl parties in my life, and I hate them. I'd rather watch the game on my own. I'm much happier just chilling, focus on the game. I don't need to have a million conversations about it. I tend to get more into the game when it's just me at home on the couch. Yes, snacks, the whole thing, but I'm not a big Super Bowl party guy. You?
No. I went to some growing up, and yeah, like you said, you don't really get to watch the game. Everybody talking over it, you know. Like, I like hearing the broadcast a little bit. I like hearing what they say. You know, I got my opinion too, so I'll, you know, weigh in depending on what they're talking about. But yeah, you know, it makes for some fun watching it on the broadcast.
Yo, Gary, he got to tighten that split up, right, Gary? He got to move that split in when he running that seven route. You know, when I used to play in high school, bro, like, yo, I almost went to the Pro League, man, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? I had gout in my toenail. My toenail fell off, and I couldn't run the comeback no more. So that killed me because I was the comeback game, B. Like, bro, I don't want to hear about your guts.
All the
glory,
Uncle Ricos,
like,
that are sitting
up,
around
bro.
You, right?
Like,
Garrett,
bro.
I was a wide out like you, Garrett. Now, I wasn't as fast as you, but Garrett, you know, we both run the same style now, you understand? So I know that you know what I'm talking
nothing.
About, right?
I ain't
Let these people
nothing.
Know.
I ain't like, never dropped nothing.
Like, that's man, what they want. Up, they want man. The validation of a professional athlete just nodding their head like, yeah, you're right. See, I told you. I said, see, Garrett knows. Nah, I know. You told. Like, that's the part of also the party you can't stand either. But
yeah,
I just want to be able to focus on the game.
Yeah, exactly. I stay away from all that. You know, I try to at least. I think I'll be at home alone watching this one for sure.
So now, do you crank up the speakers? Yeah. Do you do the whole like the whole home theater thing? Are you big on that? Because Bart watches it on a 12-inch a black and white, old school.
No, I mean, I have a nice TV and just play my music, have the broadcast on too, and just vibe out, watch the game, man. You know, get some food. Had a dog running around outside, you know, chill stuff.
Now speaking of Super Bowl
of the game,
your owner Woody Wood is starting to apply a little pressure. He said he don't expect no 7-game season. That ain't what he signed up for. It sounds like he put a mandate on to win it. So hopefully this means we pushing all the chips into the middle. I don't know if you've heard those comments, but he says 7 ain't going to get it. It'd be some changes if we win 7. So how do you feel about that? And are you excited that the pressure is on? Because pressure busts pipes, but it also make dimes. And you shining, boy.
Shit, I mean, I feel like that's you know, one of them things that's understood. You know, if 7 games, the expectation, you know, what are we doing? You know, so, you know, it's kind of one of them things where, you know, I that was already understood for me. You know, I feel like, you know, we go get 8 games. That still ain't enough. You feel me? So 9 ain't enough, you know? So, like, you know, that's just what comes with. That's how we have to be. You know, we go out and
But coming from leadership, how do you feel coming from leadership? Because I feel like that's setting – that's setting the tone. That's setting the tone for Joe Douglas. Like, yo, you better get this draft right and you better figure out this free agency. But also it's setting the tone for Salah. Like, either you produce this year or it's been real.
I mean, yeah, you know, that's you know, the standard that, you know, people in the NFL are held to. You know, we got a job to do. We have to do it well and you know, relative to our competition. And when we don't take care of business, that's kind of how it goes. So, you know, him saying it is, you know, that's for y'all, I guess. That's just me. I'm chilling. You know, that's understood. And, you know, like he said, I wouldn't be happy with seven either.
So basically you're saying this, that's not news to me. That's not news to us, because he doesn't have to say that for us to already have thought that. Is that what you're saying? Like, we're all making a big deal.
Yeah, like, I didn't know. Like, I didn't see the report. But, like, you know, that's to me, that's like, you know, obvious, you know, of course. Why would we you know, why we be stuck in neutral in that case? You know, yeah, you gotta push it. You gotta go.
But what I'm saying is he didn't say that last year. This year he said.
But yeah, I guess. But, like, you know, that's it was understood last year too. We didn't go out and do it. So, like, if he did say, he probably, you know, would have had to stand on it. That's, he probably happy he ain't said.
He did say we need a quarterback. He did say that last year.
And said we need a backup quarterback.
I'm saying last year.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
He said we got to get ourselves a veteran quarterback, and then they went out and got Aaron Rodgers. So he did last year. Did have a little bit of a edict feel to it, but obviously this year it's a matter of, you know, if that guy's healthy. The last thing on this, because I want to get into the game with you, Garrett, get some of your analysis out, but give us a sense of what the room and the, like, I'm sure you guys still talk in different levels, your teammates and stuff like that. Like, is that the mentality of a lot of the guys on the team, that okay, that year's behind us, but that can't happen again? Like, is there that kind of a sense among the players?
Yeah, no, everyone's tired of having a losing season. You know, we you know, that's I mean, it started in, you know, as soon as it was over, we can't have this going again. As soon as we lose again, this can't happen again, you know. And then throughout the offseason, you know, it's kind of we rest on, you know, we got to approach it in a certain way to get better at what we do. You know, you kind of use that as motivation, but that's not the, you know, the focus or anything. It's just, how can we get better? We know that's not, you know, what we're here to do. Everyone here is ultimate competitor. It wants to win games, wants to be at the top of their sport. And, you know, that's really it. You know, we're going to come out here and we're going to go out and do what we can to win every game, because, you know, that's how we're wired. So, you know,
Vegas is legendary, and a lot of great things happen in Vegas. You know, you think about Hangover, you know, all the stuff that happens out there, man. Did I see some new ink on your bicep, man? Did you get inspired?
Me?
Like, you got some new ink on your gun.
Nah, I had this since my last year of high school.
Okay.
But to the wheels fall off. It's just TTD.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, Vegas is a you know, great place for doing stuff like that. I wouldn't.
I know if you got excited, if last night was a hell of a night and you got a tiger on your ass or something.
Nah.
That's, all right, not yet.
There's no face tattoo. That's the one I was waiting for. The Tyson Saturday face edition. Tattoo. That's from Hangover. But as you can tell, Garrett,
but
Bart notices
his teeth either. He ain't losing none of his teeth either.
No,
so it's good.
Yeah, that's true. Bart notices every detail. So you definitely, like, have to always watch around here.
I ain't noticed this one yet. How you ain't noticed this yet?
Because you always got long sleeves on, man.
That is true.
Maybe.
I can tell you, expired out there. Inspired out there.
How about the game? Give us your thoughts on what you expect from the Super Bowl, from these two teams, and, you know, give us a little analysis. Break it down for us.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is, like, one team that's, you know, like, thoroughly the best team in the NFL. And then, you know, the other team has the best player in the NFL. And you know, it can really go both ways. I think San Francisco, it'll be similar to the first game that they played. Not first game, but the last Super Bowl.
4 years ago.
I feel like San Francisco will get out and, you know, get a little lead. And then it's going to be on, you know, Mahomes is going to have to drop back every time, you know, in the second half, something like that. And it's gonna be on his shoulders like it usually is, you know. And I'm excited to see. But yeah, man, we got a chance to play against the Chiefs. We didn't play against the 49ers. We watched a lot of their film, and throughout the whole season, man, they were, you know, one of the best teams in the league. So yeah, this is, I mean, I feel like this is exactly how it's supposed to be. And, you know, I'm really excited to see how it all plays out.
We'll see if Brock Purdy can complete the pass that Jimmy G couldn't. When you talk about, you know, we have a different narrative about Patrick Mahomes if Jimmy G just threw the ball a yard shorter to Emmanuel Sanders, who had beat his guy down deep. You know what I mean? So it's an interesting game, man. Let's see if Purdy has his, you know, that calm heartbeat, because at the end of the day, you know, Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers has a lot more on the line than Kansas City. If Kansas City loses, then it's a disappointing season, but they won a Super Bowl the year before and a year before that. If not, we have to start asking ourselves, is Kyle Shanahan like Dan Reeves, a guy that gets to the Super Bowl but never wins one? He never won one. You know, Elway won one with a different coach later, actually in Shanahan. But, you know, Dan Reeves was a guy who went to the Super Bowl like four times and lost with sometimes a better team. So it's a lot on the line for San Francisco. Let's see if that pressure builds up and if they can handle it.
Yeah.
You rooting for anybody? You picking a team? You got one or no?
You got two Ohio State guys.
I kind of just watch. I got a lot of friends on San Francisco. I got some friends on Kansas City too. I kind of just watch. I just like watching the game, watching good football, seeing my dogs do what they do, man. It's fun to watch. So,
you know, all right. Again, it's more about wanting to be there one day instead of obviously just watching as a spectator. So, certainly don't blame you. We got to leave it there. Say hi to Devontae Adams though for us, okay? I know. Yeah. All right. Okay. Garrett, thanks so much for everything as always. We appreciate you all this season and stay in touch, all right?
I appreciate you, man. You know that. I make sure to reach out to you. Appreciate y'all.
Garrett Wilson from the Jets.
Don't get no Jaguar on your ass, man.
In Vegas now, but again, wants to be in the Super Bowl one day, but on the damn field. And that would be great.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.